Welcome to Highway Christian Community's Sermon Download. Our aim is to reveal from Scripture just how good God really is. Find more of our sermons and other links, as well as contact details, at our website, www.highway.org.za. That's highway.org.za. May this sermon bless you. Enjoy.
The greatest gift we can give to the next generation is a gift of experiencing and knowing the presence of God. Amen, church. So won't you just reach out your hands? You're touching future generations this morning. In our prayers, in our worship, in our intercession, we're saying, Lord, where there is no vision, people will cast off restraint. But will you be the one who gives clear vision, clear purpose, clear direction by your Spirit this morning? And all God's people said, amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks for responding to that. Yeah, thank you, Lord. I know sometimes it's always easier to just drive past McDonald's and get a quick burger. The window opens and closes and your money goes in one slot and the burger comes out the other. And off we go on our daily lives. But church shouldn't be like that, amen? Church should be more like savoring the ambience of a really good restaurant, where you go in and you sit down and you start with starters, and if you are inclined to have a glass of wine, if there's not a problem, a chemical addiction there, and you savor the food, and you savor the start, and you savor the main meal, and the ambience. That's what church should be like. It should be ebbs and flows of different savors, and different aromas, and different experiences. It shouldn't be like a 30-minute dry cleaning service. In at 9, out at opos 9. It should be a time to just savor. And that doesn't mean we have to imitate the mercy of the Lord and endure forever and go on and on and on. It's amazing what you can do in an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, when you get into the presence of God's glory. This was a repeating theme I've had throughout this last week at the conference, and even before that, was that we as a people need to learn how to praise again, because praise brings in a spirit of worship. Did you hear that? And we need to praise from our soul, a heart of thanksgiving, in all things giving thanks, declaring hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. We need to take the vocabulary of David in the Psalms and declare, like he did in Psalm 34, at all times I will bless him. His praise will be in my mouth. My soul magnifies the Lord. Let us exalt him together forever. Sing his praises. Amen. There's something about coming into the courts with thanksgiving like that. Now that's what the temple was there to show us, a picture of the outer courts that needed blood to break in. And it's a place of praise. And we never outgrow that place of praise. And I think sometimes in our Christianity, we think, well, we've been there, we've done the praising, now we're on to higher things. No, my friend, there's always a praising that needs to proceed. It's a going in. It's an enjoying what, and talking about the goodness of God, declaring he's faithful, declaring he's our healer, declaring the wonders of his name. And as we come into that place in praising, it's like our praise sets us up to experience worship. And worship is what the Father's looking for. Do you know that's what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman in John 4? That the Father is looking for worshipers. If he's looking for worshipers, come on. Is there someone out there? that can say, I can be a worshiper. And as we worship God, spirit of holiness comes upon us. Just intimacy, face to face. It's like going from the outer court into the holy place where we hear Him speak to us. We begin to hear the voice of God speaking to us in scripture, words we can't even express in tongues. No, there's a reason Paul said, when you pray in the Spirit, your understanding is not working. Sometimes we need to bypass our understanding because we pray the same problems over and over and go around in circles and circles and we just make them worse and worse. But somewhere in Corinthians, I'm going to be jumping around for a few minutes because we've got some other stuff here. But just look with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Some of us get there quick. Some of us, our Bibles are falling apart. But you know, there's nothing like your Bible when you know all your underlined verses. Okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's read from verse 6. Paul says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom amongst the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time came. Do you need wisdom beyond your natural ability to figure things out? Well, the Bible says His promise to you is that there is a wisdom that is available. Because if we keep on doing the same things the same way, we're going to get the same results. Just using our reason and rational ability to deal with what we're dealing with is just going to get the same results. We need another wisdom, a wisdom that comes from the Spirit. Jump over to chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. And verse 2, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries in the Spirit. Say mysteries. There are mysteries in the Spirit. Verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. He who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues. You see, when we pray in the Spirit, we are tapping into a well. It's a beautiful picture of a bucket of a well going down into reservoirs of wisdom that are there by the Spirit that we didn't even know about. Did you know that? Did you know you got reservoirs inside you of what eye has not seen and what ear has not heard, but that can be revealed to you by the Spirit? Let's jump back to chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, where we've just been reading. And it says in chapter 2, verse 11, for who knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. See, there is a well, a reservoir of wisdom that God has made available to each one of us. But it can't only be accessed by intellect and by rational deduction. And that's where most of us live comfortably. Because it takes faith to trust the gift of tongues to educate our minds with things we didn't even know we knew. Jesus said to his disciples, the Holy Spirit will remind you everything I've ever said. I don't know about you, but I've been so encouraged this week to pray more and more in the Spirit. And I know while I've been praying in the Spirit, at times it's just been worship. It's been adoration. But other times I've gone into something where people's names in the church have just dropped into my mind. And I've prayed with a fervency. And we had a taste on Wednesday morning as the prayer meeting got going. The Wednesday morning, 6:15 to 7:00. Just a moment there where we weren't just listening to each other's prayers, but we were praying corporately and praying in the Spirit. There's an education that takes place that comes from the Spirit to the mind. Paul says, I will pray in the Spirit and I'll pray in the understanding. But we think we got to pray in the understanding and then tag on a little bit of praying in the Spirit. He says, I will sing with my spirit and I'll sing with my understanding. We don't just sing songs of understanding. We do also sing in the Spirit. Because in that place we're interceding. In that place we are worshiping God. In that place we're receiving divine revelation that causes us to understand and know things that we didn't know and understand. I think we prayed so hard last weekend. It even affected the Springboks rugby yesterday. Is that a bit biased? Well, we had the flag up the whole weekend, so there was something in there. No, there's a tapping in. There's a tapping in that when we come in praise, and even when we don't feel like it, I know no one in this church ever arrives at church going, oh man, if you only knew what kind of week I've had. Now I've got to stand up and clap my hands and get all excited and jump on my chair and dance and wave a flag. Maybe that's why the Bible calls it a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes you just got to do it. It's like those old pumps where if they weren't drawing anything out of the well, you had to prime them. You had to put water in them to get the water in circulation. Sometimes we just got to do it even though it's not coming naturally, but we just start to say, Lord, thank you for your goodness in my life. At all times, I will bless you. Your praise will be on my lips. Lord, you saved me. You broke the chains of my life. You have written my name in eternity where I will be with you forever. Thank you for that, Lord. And now I bring you the sacrifice of my lips. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things through prayer, with thanksgiving, Lord, I come and you start to prime that pump. And as you do that, a spirit of worship comes. But that's not the ending place. In that place of worship, where we're in the holy place, His glory wants to be with us. Now, I want to just define some terms here. I'm going to do this for the next few Sundays. Who was at the conference? Just raise hands. I'm pleasantly surprised. All the people who couldn't make the conference aren't are the ones I'll speak to next week. To define this term of living in the glory realm. Have you heard that phraseology? The glory realm. What is the glory realm? Well, it's very simple. You see, on earth, we need an atmosphere around us. And that atmosphere is made of air. But in heaven, there's also an atmosphere. But in Revelation 21, it says, in heaven, we don't need the light of the sun because God's glory is the radiance. God's glory is His presence. And what air is for our atmosphere on earth, God's presence is the atmosphere in heaven. And it's called His glory. And every now and then He gives us just a taste of it. Every now and then, heaven kisses earth. From time to time in our worship, you'll just stop and it's like you don't even have to sing anymore. You just know God. And in that place, we are in the holies of holies, not just coming in, singing about Him, not just standing, talking to Him, but just being still and being refreshed with a sense of His presence that changes us from glory to glory with ever increasing glory that comes from the Spirit. Amen. So that's why I enjoyed this morning. I never came to McDonald's today. I came and savored a great meal with my family. And I'm glad you came to savor it with me. And I know, you know, Paul, someone will say, yeah, but Paul also said, you know, not everybody speaks in tongues, you know, later in the chapter. Yeah, no, of course. We've got, you know, 200 people, 300 people. Imagine everyone coming up and giving a tongue. Not everyone speaks in tongues. He's talking about in the church. There's order. But he does say, I want everyone to pray in tongues, as I pray in tongues, and to prophesy. But there's a praying in the Spirit that I've been encouraged again. I hope you have. Driving in your car, pray in the Spirit. Standing in the shower, pray in the Spirit. This last week, I woke up a few mornings, actually just in my mind, praying in the Spirit. I thought, yes, the water's flowing. Come on. Prime those pumps. Pray in the Spirit on every occasion. Jude says, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. At the life groups, let's put a time aside, not just to listen to each other's prayers, but to pray corporately in the Spirit. And allow ourselves to come in with praise, end up in worship, and then just stand in the glory of God. And that's when the stuff happens. That's when the words come. That's when the healings touch lives. That's where God's wisdom is drawn from the deep wells. Amen. So thank you for coming and sitting around the table this morning. And now we've got a few announcements to make. The first one we're going to make is good news about last weekend's conference. We made our budget. Praise God. We had a budget which we had no money in the bank to have the conference, but we stepped out. We believed it was the right thing to do. And we had the conference cost 61,000 rand all in all. And we covered that well. And contrary to what I was expecting to see in our own account, which would absorb 30 or 40% of that, it hasn't been the case. Our own account is reflecting the same monthly average of where we should be to pay our debts in the local church. So it hasn't been loan from Peter to pay Paul. It's been the local house is taken care of, and we raised the money for the conference. Thank God, and thank you for all those who participated in that. Then also, the life group is going to take up our morning offering as you come up. Thanks, Alex, life group. This is a great home cell life group that's coming up to take the morning offering. A great bunch of guys. And there are life groups like this in every area of around the city. If you'd like to be part of a life group, if coming to this church makes you feel like, it's just so many people and I don't know anybody and I haven't met anybody. I heard this week someone saying, we're going to go start looking around because we've met nobody at Highway. Every Sunday I say, look up front. Here's a group of people who make up one of the life groups of our church. And there's a whole bunch of them around the city where you can meet people, be encouraged. And when you go to hospital, you'll be missed. So, Lord, as we take up a morning offering, firstly, we want to thank you for meeting our needs in Jesus' name. And now we pray over every family in this church, all their needs be met according to your riches in glory. Amen. By Christ Jesus. Then we did do DVDs of the conference. The leadership DVDs are available for collection at the bookshop. And the actual conference DVDs will only be available next Sunday. The DVDs for each conference, as you knew, are 100 rand for the DVD. The leadership one was the 3 sessions, and the conference is the 4 sessions. Right, and then thank you for everyone who's filled out on the clipboard that if your email is correct or incorrect, we'll do this again next Sunday. As well. Nita, I don't know if we were actually were prepared for that this morning to pass the email clipboard around. But let's leave that. My point is I want to be able to write an email every couple of weeks and cover a few important things. So if you did not receive an email from me 2 weeks ago, means I don't have your email address. And if we gave you an opportunity to fill it out so that we do have it, and if you've done that, then that's fine. If you haven't, then please speak to Nita Campbell. Nita, don't you want to stand up so we all know who you are? Everyone know who Nita is. Give it up for Nita. Yay. Nita will, no one on this side saw you, but that's okay. Where are those coffee bar ladies? Don't you want to stand up? Come on, Sue and Irene and Trish and man, you thought Joshua and Rob worked hard last weekend. Did you see these ladies? Just want to say thanks. God bless. Just, and then after our conference last week, some people gave healing testimonies. I would encourage you, if you from the conference, just we prayed a lot for people, just for healing. If you know there's been something that's changed since you were prayed for, please write that down for us and get it to us. It'll really encourage us at a time. Our faith needs to be built up and people's faith is under attack in this area. So let's celebrate the small breakthroughs and the big breakthroughs. Amen. Soon after, so we did the leaders training last week. We were away with pastors Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, the leaders, and then the weekend conference. On Monday morning, Rob opened the Businesses Mission Conference in Salt Rock, and a group from this church went along to that. Steve, don't you want to just come up and say something about that?
Wonderful. The revival conference just carried on for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday out there in Salt Rock. And I want to tell you a little bit about it because you might have the misconception that, oh, that's for business people and I'm not a business person. I just go to work. But it was a supernatural conference, absolutely supernatural for those that attended. Rob opened it, and we went through Carabo, a black guy from head boy at Hilton, and he gave us the keys that we are the answer for South Africa. And Jesus is the answer, but he has to operate through you. And it was absolutely awesome. What we're going to do is we're going to make available an audio for most of this of the sessions so that you can see what happened there. And I really encourage you to get that. We'll have it in a couple of weeks for you. We finished the conference with a young guy from Joburg, and it was such a high in that conference. And Fikile is going to tell us a little bit about what happened to her on this conference. But right. BAM, Business as Mission, is not just rural poverty alleviation that some guys that have got a degree in social studies, they go and get on with that and help social people. But it is taking business to people that have needs. And often we have an idea. We are an entrepreneur at heart. That's not everybody, but often we have an entrepreneurial idea, but we haven't a clue what to do with it. We don't have any business training. We don't have any resources, and that's such a big thing. And so what BAM is about is bringing entrepreneurs, young, old, white, black, whatever, bringing them together with those that have investments. And we saw that happen at the conference. 99,000 Rand was raised at the conference for investment. And some of it was donation, but some of it was investment. And BAM is giving a 10% return on that. Now, if you've got a heart for people, why put your money in the bank and get 8% when you can invest your money into BAM? It'll help an entrepreneur get on their feet and you'll get 10% and your money back. That sounds like a good deal. And that's what we're about. This church was so significant in this conference. We had people going from here who just wanted to find out about it. There was one lady who said, "I'm sure that I've got to have a catering business. God's called me to catering. I'm so good at catering." She went there and she found out that God didn't call her to do that. And she needs to do full-time ministry. And there was another person who's got on his heart to do metal work, but he wasn't quite ready for it, and he went along to learn all about it. And this church put forward three projects, two that are in this church, and one that Mike Patterson is sponsoring. There were four projects that were approved and got funding for the full amount of what they asked for. Three of them from this church. Absolutely awesome. One of them is your very own Zama. He is going to start a formal car guard business, and he's going to expand that into a full-on security business. And he had to get out of the boat. He had to stand in front of this crowd of people. He had 5 minutes to explain his business, and he stole the show. He didn't even know that it was inside him. The other one is Fikile. And I was one of those that didn't know that Fikile is running a preschool next door. This advertising board is so small you don't even notice it, yet you drive to church past it every Sunday. But she's expanding into grade one. And so she's fully funded to expand to grade one. Fikile, do you want to just come and... And I want her just to share, because it was more than business. It was absolutely supernatural. And what happened there, and we had the word today, people who went had an expansion in their heart, an absolute expansion on their heart. And just before you say, young guys, I have a word for you. Some of you are entrepreneurs already. Some of you are already hiring DVDs to your mates at school. Already you are organizing their lunch, or you're doing some entrepreneurial business already at school or wherever you're at. I want you guys, if you have a feeling that I could be a businessman one day, before you get off the wrong track, I want you to come and talk to us. And who's us? Nigel and Denise, please stand up. Mike, please stand up. And myself. This is the HCC BAM team, and I'd like you to come and talk to us. Thanks, guys. And I want you to exercise in the house, and we can help you with your business. We can help you plan your business. And even if you're young, you can even do it for the Lord's glory.
Hi. I just want to thank the Lord for being invited to participate in the conference, BAM conference. Initially, when I heard it advertised here at church, I thought that it was for big business people. And then Steve Wheeler spoke to me and asked me if I knew about it, and he encouraged me to speak to Steve Paulbro. And that's where I got to know what it was and how I could get involved. So Steve encouraged me to do a business plan. And even in that process of doing a business plan, I found that it was helping me to think of what I was doing as a business. Whereas when I started, I just did it because I felt that that's what God wanted me to do. So when I got to where Souls Church, All Souls Church, when I got to the conference and I saw people talking about what they were doing, they were doing poultry farming, they were doing gardening, and I thought, oh, maybe it's for the poor, because that's what I used to do. I used to work and help the poor to help them with businesses and all those things. But as the conference started, there was ministry, and as they ministered, I felt inside of me like God was opening deeper worlds from within me of creativity and innovation. And then I started thinking of what I was doing as more than just a school. I just started feeling that it was something that God had put inside of me, but there's a lot more that can be born out of that. I started seeing the church here, even the building itself. I started seeing it as a platform with a capacity to do more for God. It just changed my mind. It changed the way that I was looking at things. And then every day there was ministry, people talking about business as a ministry, talking about business as something that God had already. It's like God has put something inside of us. Someone said, what do you have in your hand? But usually when I hear that scripture said, I think of, because I have a teaching background, I think of education. But I then realized that it's not just education. Education is something that God uses to do what is put inside of me. I just felt my insight just increasing, the capacity inside of me to receive more from God increasing. And then one of the days when we went back, a friend of mine went to drop me off at home. And we sat in the car for a moment just praying. As we were praying, I felt like I was inside this cloud, this woolish kind of thing, that soft place. And I felt God saying, do you know what happened to Mary when the angel said you will be overshadowed by the power of God? As he said that, I felt like, I just felt so weak, like I wanted to lie down. And I realized that when God calls you to do something, you push and push and push and you think, nobody understands what I'm going through, the hardship. But I felt like God had sent a team of people to lift me up and to say, just carry on. It is from God. God is with you and you're going to make it. That's what it felt like for me to be in that conference. And on the last day, when the young man from Joburg, Connor, when Connor started speaking, he was speaking, but it felt to me like God was speaking to me. And I was on my knees. And then I just felt the presence of God in that place. And everyone was on their knees crying, just God ministering to all of us. So it was just supernatural. I just feel now that there's more that God has done inside of me. I don't understand it. I've just been weeping from that time, but I know inside of me that God has increased the capacity, but I don't understand what he's doing. But in the spirit, I know. I just feel that I know that there's more that God has done, more than just going there and receiving funding to do things. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Even all of us can participate. And out of this church, I was even talking to a good friend of mine, and he's starting to think, how can I take my little business and how can I expand that and help other people? And many of us can. We've got good ideas that we can plant out. And I want to say BAM South Africa is a vehicle that can help you do that. Get out of yourself. Expand your tent pegs. And there is a vehicle here that we'd love to help you. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be having a few conferences during the year in HCC. And BAM will be holding some short tanks during the year as well before the next conference. So please come talk to us. Let's get this dialogue going. And I saw today that this church is, what is our purpose? And I saw that it's not a big church, but it's seeding poverty, eradication, and help and the gospel into around places around us. And it's not rural only, it's urban as well. So let's all think, how can we participate? How can we grow and take this word that we heard today and put some legs to it and actually see the kingdom grow?
Amen. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you can put them away. But would you like to stand to your feet and allow me to pray for you? It's been an eventful few weeks. And a lot of people have given, a lot of energy has gone out. But we thank you, Lord, that you are going to replenish our energy stocks and revitalize us with new vision and purpose. And thank you, Lord, that the outflow of what happened over these last 2 weeks isn't just going to be another CD, DVD in my collection, but it's going to be a step up in the spirit, an increase in glory, an increase in worship, an increase in propagating the gospel and helping people who are in need. So we thank you, Father, for the things you're doing in our season right now. To you be the glory and the praise. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful afternoon.